I feel like, thinking about the history of Niemann's, especially with Stanley Marcus's leadership, he tried to innovate in so many ways and do things that were unexpected that brought a lot of attention to Dallas, like the Niemann Marcus Award and Fortnights.
They were all very calculated. Stanley Marcus was the first to have weekly fashion shows. He was the first person to create entertainment and create an environment that people can enjoy themselves, and also see fashion and have a lovely and sophisticated and yet pleasant experience. You know, there's so many little things that Niemann's is still famous for that were begun for that reason. It's like, you know, the Zodiac restaurant. You know, you're always greeted with a little demi-tasse of warm chicken broth, you know, to whet your appetite. You know, little things like that that are not done anywhere else. You know, and also informal modeling at lunchtime in the restaurant. You know, you'll be sitting there having your having your chicken salad, and an amazing young girl will come walking past your table, and she'll have a little card in her hand. It'll say, you know, Donna Karen on three. You know, it'll never stop. That's one of their signatures, and it makes you feel good. It makes you feel important. It makes you feel like you're part, once again, you're part of something, and you know it's they're doing it for you. You know, we'd like to show you this. You know, there's the question of are you worthy is never uttered because you're there already. And as far as gloves, I know what you mean, you know, I don't think that's critical anymore. But of course, I was horrified when I went to church and found people in their shirt sleeves. You know, it's like that's just. I think it's sad that people are letting go of those habits and traditions. But you know, you got dressed up. You got dressed up. And it was out of, not to show off, but it was out of respect for the moment and respect for the institution, and also to make everyone feel equal. Because if everyone's wearing a jacket, then you know there's no greater than or less than. And I don't know if people, you know, it's like, I don't want to put on a jacket. Well, it's not. It's so people won't think of you as less than. You know, that's a whole conversation in itself about how our customs have changed and how what we've accepted as a norm now is a real dumbing down. And I'm just as guilty. It's like I wear black T-shirts now, almost exclusively. That's my life. You know? I don't know if I'll ever put a tie on again as long as I live, but you know, I don't find myself in those environments. And my friend Rollins, he said, he went to a restaurant and he was wearing about $8,000 worth of Missoni. You know, it's like sweater, vest, you know, over sweater. And he was turned away at a restaurant because he wasn't wearing a tie. You know, we had a chuckle about that because it's like he said my clothes cost more than most of these people. Like, oh. You know, but he looked good, and I think that now has become the judgment call. It's like, but do you look good? You know, do you look like you cared about what you wore? And I think people are a little more savvy. They wouldn't turn him away these days. But they were just going by the formula. It's like, you know, no tie, okay. No injury. But it's constantly changing. Rollins, my parents were in the store one time when Rollins was giving a talk over in one of the departments. We were passing by there. And Rollins said, you know, when you're deciding what to wear, you need to decide first if you want to stand out or you want to blend in. That's kind of the way he talked, very southern and almost like a colonel. You know. And my dad never forgot that. He was always saying that. From then on, it's like, do you want to stand out or blend in? Sometimes I'd say, I think I want to blend in most of the time. But if I want to make a point, I'm going to stand out. He said, I think you're right. You know. Rollins also said some really amazing things about, and it's things that he had learned. And one of my favorites was, dressing for daytime is more about how you look. Dressing for evening is more about how you feel. Because if you don't feel beautiful, or if you don't feel important, you know, it doesn't matter what color you're wearing. You know, there just has to be something about it that creates that magic for you. And it's true. You know? I mean, I was...